I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. It's our first show of 2021. Numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So the first show of 2021, I was at the bank today, you know, rushing to pay all the bills because, you know, it was a long weekend for me. And I opted not to do anything, really. Our TV went out, so, you know, we're watching small digital TV. Whole new world for people out there. There's actually another, I call it the dark TV, where if you have digital TV, all you get are the digital channels, and some of them are like, why would I watch this? I actually was intrigued by a Japanese channel that I was watching that had like these Transformer robots fighting these Godzilla-like creatures, and kind of like the Power Rangers, but worse. I kind of was watching that. I don't know why it had my attention, but it did, and I watched some of that. But then I was able to figure out how to put my pay services on the little screen, so I was able to watch a few things, get in a few shows. I watched Death to 2020. It was kind of interesting, you know. They tried so hard to be, I guess you could say, objective, but in some ways they weren't. You know, they were all, you know, I don't know. It was okay. I give them an E for effort, right? Because you know, they were looking back at the way the country was last year. And, you know, despite, you know, the stories about Hollywood and all the other things that we're talking about, we talked about pretty much all that stuff when we did the Year in Reverse with David John Oates. Had a chance to review that on Ground Zero Continuum, which is a show we offer on several other internet networks for free. And we were discussing that with David. And, of course, Aftermath.fm and Aftermath.media. Aftermath.media, I mean, people were listening to it there too. They were really enjoying it. I mean, we all together, you know, we are all in this together, which reminds me of something else. There was a show that was on Aftermath.fm. No, it was Aftermath.media, you know, where you can subscribe for, you know, it's $4.99 getting you the shows. It's $9.99 getting you the whole library, all that stuff. Just sign up. You got to sign up because this is where you can get Ground Zero. You have to sign up. All the benefits of Ground Zero, not just the radio show, but everything else that goes with it. Sign up now at aftermath.media. I was listening to a show that we did from 2012. Tracy Twyman and I did a show from 2012. And if you listen back to that show, I had a friend of mine point it out to me. She said, back in 2012, you guys predicted where we are now in 2020. And I listened back to it. We even said that the people would say, in the end, we're all in this together, and we need to fight together. And just all these different catchphrases that Tracy and I were using back in 2012 are now being used now. I mean, here we all, we're making that giant leap into the unknown that is 2021. But, you know, since 2021, the first show of 2021 is the show where I do my predictions for the year. I think 2021 is going to be a time where we may have to learn that the experience can only be compared to what can be called falling carefully and gracefully off a cliff. It's like when you make that leap into 2021, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, you're going to find a way to creatively fly or creatively fall, I guess. It's kind of like Buzz Lightyear. That's what he is. It's not just flying, it's creatively falling. So it doesn't look like you're falling. You have to, you think about how carefully and gracefully you can leap off that cliff and not hurt yourself. I mean, every new year, I tend to forecast what comes next. And what I am certain of is that in the first few months of the new year, we will be seeing the proverbial other shoe drop, the straw breaking the camel's back, and that one frayed nerve that the globalist oligarchs will tap dance on, sending more and more people into the streets, creating that air of revolution that we felt all year in 2020. But this time it's another side, feeling that they're part of a revolutionary moment in time. Maybe both will come together and realize that they're all fighting against one another when the external threat is what they should be fighting against. But nobody sees the external threat. All they see is the threat between Republicans and Democrats. But there's a bigger threat out there for 2021, and we're going to learn about that threat later on in the year. I'm certain of it. 2021 will be the year of scores to be settled. But that's only because for the last 10 years, we've now been psychologically groomed to be the compliant, to be actually the compliant ones. And others have been waiting for their moment to strike. Others have been waiting for that clock to strike 12, where they say that at one point, when the clock will strike 12, and at one point, the losers will win. Not the winners will continue to win, but the losers will rise up and say, this is it. This is done. Scores to be settled. Revenge can be had. All these things happening. Karma meeting its target. The right hand has been aware of what the left hand has been conjuring, and we will learn that we create our own monsters, and the powerful have conjured their own beasts, their own beast system. Okay. It's a system where many people will be integrated into a networked existence. We are going to be integrated into a networked existence. For the new year, for this weekend, actually, I spent a lot of time, like I said, I mean, our TV went down. So I was watching a lot of things on the internet because, you know, when you have a digital TV that only picks up internet systems, it doesn't pick up signals, but it's a whole new TV world out there. Like I said, it's just channels that I would never in my life dream that are there. But they're like watching the Foot Channel. I swear to God, there is actually a channel. It's about watching feet, bare feet. And I was going, are you kidding me? These are real channels, right? It's people just come up with these ideas and they put them on TV. There was actually a channel where instead of having a fireplace burning a log, you know how they used to have that fireplace burning a log channel where you have that on and you can watch it? They had Darth Vader burning as a channel. Or if you're a nerd and you want to have a Christmas celebration, you have Darth Vader burning on that funeral pyre, and that's what they had on the channel. So like I say, it's a whole new ball game. But see, I was watching a lot of stream broadcasts, celebrations that were streamed on TV. Times Square was eerie because the streets were empty. Didn't get a chance to see that Cyndi Lauper presentation, even though they said that she wasn't doing well, that she came off looking drunk or tired or whatever. So didn't get a chance to see that because I didn't have network TV to watch. Justin Bieber performed a streamed concert from the Beverly Hills Hilton. Kiss performed a streamed concert at the Atlantis in Dubai to a crowd of 3,000 people, all of them socially distancing, and an even bigger crowd online trying to figure out how to rock and roll all night through a glitchy feed that would buffer from time to time. I didn't envy them either. And the reason why I didn't is because, I mean, I was watching all the complaints were going down on that was going on at Kiss's Facebook page saying, I can't get this to work. I paid $30-$40. I can't get it to work. It's glitchy. It's buffering, blah. And I thought, this is exactly what we went through with Aftermath. People said, oh, you got to get your glitches fixed. Well, yeah, okay. Not everybody always had their glitches in the beginning, but then finally I think people saw the concert. They really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. In fact, my wife was the one that told me, you know, you should just watch that. Because, you know, when the TV went out at our house, I'm like going, what am I going to watch? Well, you can watch the Kiss concert. Just go ahead and watch it. I watched it on my computer. That was one of the reasons why I didn't get it. It was because I just didn't want to watch it on my computer. I want to watch it on a big screen, of course. I mean, if you're going to rock and roll all night, you got to do it on at least a 50-inch screen. But no, watched it on my little computer monitor on my laptop. But like I said, the glitchiness really, you know, pissed people off. They said, what? I can't watch this if it's glitchy. I can't watch it if it's buffering. But I think it was okay. I mean, the real show, though, and this is the thing, the real show that was streaming that I watched and I thought was very impressive, more so than the Kiss concert, and that's a lot to say because, man, they were blowing stuff up. They had millions of dollars of pyro going up. They had fireworks everywhere. It was insane. It was almost like the stage was on fire. But the real show this year was the Space Needle in Seattle. Okay. Now, I remember that in 2019, I had this crazy idea that I wanted to take my wife to Seattle and we could go on the Space Needle and spend our New Year's there, New Year's Eve. We thought, you know, a few drinks, maybe a band, get to watch the fireworks come up off the city. It'd be kind of fun to do that on the Space Needle in Seattle. And so I managed to, you know, through some channels, you know, in radio sometimes we get some perks like 2-for-1 night at the Raceway. But this was better than 2-for-1 at the Raceway. These were tickets to go to the Space Needle, have drinks, see a band, and watch the fireworks. So I was all excited, thinking, oh, let's spring this on my wife. We're going to stay in Seattle. We're going to, you know, spend the night together. We're going to go to a nice romantic get-together on the Space Needle. But they closed it. They shut it down. Why? Because there was a lot of rain, torrential rain and wind, and they didn't want anybody up there because it would be too dangerous. So, and this year, Space Needle was shut down again because of COVID. So, fireworks party was canceled due to COVID-19, but the city came up with this idea, undaunted. They wanted to do something with the Space Needle. So what they did is they hired this guy. His name's Terry Morgan. He's a virtual artist, and he was there to create this spectacular virtual reality light show that could only be seen on TV. It was either on King Channel 5 or Kong, K-O-N-G. I don't know what their channel is, but King 5 or Kong, where they aired this just before midnight. And it was just amazing, this breathtaking virtual laser show that reminded me of, you know, remember when you go to the planetarium and you used to watch, like, Laser Floyd or Laser Zepp or whatever? That's what it was. It was kind of like Laser Floyd, Laser Zeppelin. It was all there with a Space Needle. But what was really creepy about this is the beginning of the presentation and later on in the presentation, it started to get very cryptic. And it started to send out different messages to me that really sunk in. And it kind of gave me inspiration for the show tonight. As we, in 2021, are going to get introduced to the machine. And we're going to tell you what that machine is coming up on Ground Zero. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It's the inaugural Ground Zero show for 2021. And we'll be back with more. Don't go away.
I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.